Let us pray. With what shall we come before the Holy One and bow ourselves before God on high? God has shown us what is good. What does the Holy One require of us but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with our God? So let us open ourselves to your word, O God, that we may learn your ways. Amen.
Amen. Friends, the much-loved Psalm, Psalm 23, is traditionally associated with David, the shepherd who becomes a king. Now, romantic as that interpretation is, it is probably not accurate. For one thing, the temple wasn't built, we know, by David, but by his son Solomon, and the phrase, the house of the Lord, points to a later date. In addition, the spirit of individualism in religious thought found in this psalm is also characteristic of the period after Israel's Babylonian exile, not of David's time, which was at least five centuries earlier. Still, these facts do nothing to detract from the beauty and the comfort emanating from every line of this stirring poem. So let's listen for God's word in this responsive reading of Psalm 23, which Ellen will read with me. It's adapted from the version, the translation found in the PCUSA Book of Common Worship. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
You make me lie down in green pastures and lead me beside still waters.
You restore my soul and guide me along right pathways for your name's sake.
Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You spread a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over.
Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
So ends the first reading.
We've heard that Jesus sent the 12 apostles to preach and heal, and while they were gone, Herod had John the Baptist killed. In today's gospel reading, the apostles returned to tell Jesus of all that has happened while they were away, but the crowds prevent them from being alone with Jesus. Reading from Mark 6, verses 30, 34, 53 through 56, listen again for the word of God. The apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat. And they went away in the boat to a deserted place by themselves. Now many saw them going and recognized them, and they hurried there on foot from all the towns and arrived ahead of them. As he went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them because they were like sheep without a shepherd, and he began to teach them many things. When they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret. And moored the boat. When they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. And wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Thank you.